Hollywood Live Extra with Tanya Hart.
My guest today has been a staple in film and television, starring in hits like In Living Color, What's Happening Now, Girlfriends, the military drama JAG, and on the big screen, she's appeared in classics like Hollywood Shuffle, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, and Down in the Delta. And now she's starring in a new series, Cherish the Day, on OWN Network. I'm so honored to have Anne-Marie Johnson here. Hey, lady, welcome to Hollywood Live Extra.
Yeah, well, hello. Nice to hear you again.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's you have been, like we all have, we've been around longer than we look, huh?
Yeah. We don't want to admit it. We do not want to admit it.
Exactly. And it's really okay. You know, I love the idea of Cherish the Day, and you're going to be working with, you are working with Ava DuVernay. You know, she's like the hottest thing going these days. We love her dearly. But tell me a little bit about the new series.
Well, it's obviously a wonderful pedigree. You're talking about Ava DuVernay and Oprah Winfrey and OWN. So there you have it. You can't beat that combination of three. And then it's an anthology series. It's eight episodes. It's a limited anthology series, eight episodes, mm-hmm. and each episode follows the trials and tribulations of a very young couple in love, 24 hours. So each episode follows 24 hours. It's a really nice concept to tell a story in a pace that really builds the storyline. And the cast is incredible. Cecily Tyson is honoring us with another great performance. And it's just nice to be part of a project that honors love, specifically Black love, although it's relatable to anybody, any race, any ethnicity, any age, any mm-hmm. gender preference. I mean, but it just happens to focus on Black love.
Wow. And we need all kinds of love in the world today. There is no question about that. So that's what I love about this. But can we just talk about Miss Cecily Tyson? That woman, it's beyond being ageless at this point. I don't think people realize at her age, which is 90 something.
I believe she is, and I think Ava announced it at a party. I believe she's 97.
I was going to say 97.
I don't believe it.
No, I was going to say 97 because I think that is actually how old she is. And
that's,
I mean, for
crazy.
Anybody, it's crazy. But I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure it's 97. I think Ava's absolutely correct. So
beautiful.
Explain to people how, you know, you got to memorize lines.
Yeah.
Just that.
That's important when you're an actor. True.
You know, I'm like, what? So what is it like for you at this stage in your career working with somebody like that?
Well, it gives me hope. It should give everyone hope. I think I think we in this country, Americans, don't handle aging well. There is this perpetual drive to remain 35. And mm-hmm. which is exceedingly unhelpful for the psyche. And to see someone like Cecily Tyson and many others who are in their late 80s, 90s, late 90s, who are still active. And I think the lesson is that keep active if you can. You know, some mm-hmm. individuals aren't as fortunate. But if you are, if your overall health is moderate to good, you need to keep active. You need to keep engaged. You need to keep working if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that helps to longevity. And I think that is Cecily Tyson's secret because she's just incredible.
Yeah, it's almost beyond, you know, she defies every odd that you can think of. So good for her and good for you for working on this series. Like you said, you've got a really good combination with Oprah and Ava and Anne-Marie. Couldn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
So on the other end of the spectrum, you know, we look at Cecily Tyson at 97. And then we look at Ava, who came along. I remember when I came to this town many years ago, Ava was a fledging publicist and then became very very big in the publicity area, and then she just said, I'm going to be a director, and it changed her life. So what
isn't it incredible?
It's an incredible story. But working with her as a director, now, did she write this series as well?
She did not write the full series. There's a nice collection of writers and directors.
Yeah, I'm sure.
She oversaw the whole series as the executive director. And she did direct some of the scenes, not with me, but she and Oprah and Warner Brothers and OWN really put together a wonderful team of, and I'm sure you know about this, the gender and race parity. So 50%. I mean, it was, when I walked on the set, it was like my shoulders relaxed. I could, you know, breathe. Because sometimes, I mean, just the other day I walked on to a set and the only African-American I saw was me looking in the mirror. And it really is, in the 21st century, you know, in 2020, it's really shocking. And walking on this set, and I did a really wonderful Christmas film for TV One. And
yes, you did. I loved
predominantly,
it.
Yeah, predominantly of color, and many, many women who were keys in their departments. It's just, it's so normal for me, but it's still not normal for the industry. And it takes people like Ava DuVernay and OWN and Oprah and TV One and Terry Vaughn to make this a mandate. And that's how it's going to change. It has to be mandated.
No, you're right. I mean, that's the way we've always had change. People, it just doesn't happen. It does not happen on its own.
People do not volunteer. They have to be, some do it kicking and screaming. But this is what we must do in order to survive. We have to force these changes.
Well, you know, you have got to have so many great stories yourself. I know you could write your book at this point. I'm looking back at just say TV, looking at In Living Color, which, by the way, is celebrating its 30th anniversary in 2020. Could you believe that? I can't.
Yeah, I was the youngest cast member. I was 5 when I was cast in Living Color. So it's going to be, I don't remember a lot of it because I was so young, but it's going to be a wonderful celebration.
No. And it's actually on, just for people who don't know, it's actually, they've got a whole big exhibit now coming into the Museum of African American Culture here in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yes. In fact, it's there now.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for letting me know. I will go and visit and marvel at that. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it really is. They're doing a whole thing with cross colors and all of the folks that were around back in those days. So that's very exciting.
Goodness.
But if you think about thinking back over some of your best memories, what moment kind of stands out at this point? And I know there are probably several, but
it's funny with regard to my involvement in the industry, in the entertainment industry. What stands out most and what I think is my most fulfilling and proudest moment, many moments, was my time served as a board member and then vice president of the Screen Actors Guild. And I remember one particular day when we were having a rally at a theater in Los Angeles, and it was in preparation of our strike, one of our largest strikes in 2000, the 2000 commercial strike. And it was a huge rally and standing room only. And I had the honor of introducing Gregory Peck to speak to our members. And I think that was one of my proudest moments because
isn't that something?
It was, you know, working is fabulous. And being able to do what I've been trained to do is wonderful. And being on a set, not all sets, being on sets are wonderful experiences. But being able to serve your members and being able to fight for stronger contracts and creating language that protects members within the protected class, within minority members and mm-hmm. members of a certain age and members with disabilities, and that to me is probably the shining moments of my career.
And let me just to let everybody know out there that you did this so well. You really did start that paradigm change for all of us. And I want to thank you because that is my union as well. So,
yes, it is. It is our union.
And what
it is our
union.
What a lot of people don't realize is the average actor who is a union member of Screen Actors Guild barely makes, I think now the number is $8,000 a year as an actor. Mm-hmm. And the majority mm-hmm. of the time, these men and women have other gigs to sustain themselves and, mm-hmm. Fighting off the title of starving actor. What our union did at that time is we made sure that your minimums were protected. We made sure that your safety was protected. We made sure that if you were sexually harassed, there was someone to report to anonymously. And we made sure that you had health insurance. That was the most fulfilling aspect of being an actor, was giving my time to the union.
Yes, and you are so right. And like I said, thank you, because the insurance works really well. Okay, moving right along there. just letting everybody know, my guest today is the wonderful Anne-Marie Johnson from Owns Cherish the Day. And talking a little bit more about the series now, what character do you play in the series? And tell us a little bit about
that. Well, the series covers, the love of two very young, dynamic people, and I play the mother of Evan, beautifully played by Alano Miller, and he is my son. I'm his mother, and let's just say I hold a very heavy hand, not violently, but dominantly in his life. And my character questions his choice of a partner.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I know we all want to see this. when does the show air? Cherish the Day. When
it airs,
it?
It's been airing. It's a Tuesday night, so it's going to be Tuesday night at 10 o'clock East time and Eastern. And it's, like I said, it's an 8-episode anthology, and this next episode will be episode 4 of 8. So it's just been incredible, and just incredible to work on OWN. This is I think my second time with a project on OWN, and it's always an enjoyable experience.
Well, listen, we have enjoyed you for so many years, and we're going to keep enjoying you because you're going to be around. Well, you and Miss Cicely Tyson, honey. We're going to
claim
that.
Yeah, me and Cicely Tyson.
Tanya,
we'll all be around.
We'll all be around. Talk about Wonder Woman. This is the real Wonder Women over here. She's incredible. You are too, darling. Thank you so much for joining us. Come back anytime. We love you. Oh, my pleasure. And for everybody else out there, don't forget to subscribe to and actually get the AURN app. And then you can also subscribe to or download SoundCloud, Stitcher, or any other podcast directory. You want to download all of them. We've done a lot of these. There are so many good things. You don't want to miss any of them. If you like what you hear, leave a 5-star review. I'm Tanya Hart. This is Hollywood Live Extra.
Hollywood Live Extra, a product of American Urban Radio Networks.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.